views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from the beautiful city of Montreal, Canada. I am up here. I came up to open the picture that I did in Australia back in December. And it's been quite a beautiful experience seeing my family from down under again, and being on this journey of releasing this fun little horror flick that we did. And I've been so happy since I've been up here. And in contrast, sometimes back home in some of the situations that I'm working with, not so happy. Which, of course, because we do the work that we do, led me to begin to ponder what it was that was making me so happy. And I came to the realization that it was, of course, about different perspectives. And pretty much the highest way I can explain it to you is, up here with these people, with the festival, with my body of work, I feel very honored and respected. Sometimes back home, not so much. And I walked in last night with my director, and they introduced him, and then they introduced me and the entire audience of about 700 people. Stood up and applauded, which was quite an overwhelming, wonderful, beautiful love experience for me. And then I came back to an email from one of our people in the community that have been in the community almost since the beginning. And it was an email about their significant other had tried to commit suicide. And they said there's so many of the people in his world that are sick and ailing physically, emotionally, and mentally. And is this really necessary for our growth? Well, we know it's not. But we know that we've had a belief pretty much since the time where we came in that says the struggle is a part of it. So I'm going to tie all this together. And then they asked, how do we bypass this suffering of others? Well, first of all, so many people are in dis-ease because they are resonating with so much of the publicity around all the people that are in dis-ease. I mean, we have to acknowledge that everyone that is participating in these killings and perpetrating these killings are in some form of dis-ease. And so they're another example of kind of what is permeating the world right now, which is our focus on people not honoring us, not being there for us. And that brought in some very interesting information, because I started asking, is it the highest question, how can we always choose to be happy? And they said, no. And then I heard the word, feel better. And they said, no. And then they took me to the brain and getting our brain integrated. So there is a way that we can get our brain integrated toward feeling better and being happier. Isn't that what we all want, or is it? I really think we have to ask ourselves, if I really, 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 really want to be happy, then why aren't I? Why do I allow other people to affect my happiness? Which is going back to our client's question. So this is what the channel said. In order for us to get our brains to feel better and be happy, we need to expect to get what we want. We're in expectation that we're not going to get it, or it's going to be too hard to get, or if we get it, it's going to be taken away from us, or somehow we are not safe in this world and will not reap everything we want and have spent so much time creating. So I really want you to stop now, because you all know what you want. You want enough money, more than enough money. Let's just say plenty. We want plenty. We want beautiful, gorgeous, shining health. We want love going out from us and coming into us, the exchange of love. We want to feel safe and secure in this world. We want a world that lives in harmony with one another. We all know that's what we want, but there's that place where we're not expecting that that's possible. And that is literally what it's doing to our brains is like when we're carrying a lot of heavy metal in our brain and our bloodstream. Heavy metals poison you, mercury, lead, things like that. Well, this belief that we can't have what we want, according to the channel, is literally like having heavy metals in our brain. It's poisoning us so that we cannot live at an ultimate level that we are thinking that we want. So again, part of us is on board saying, this is what I want. And then there's another part of us going, no, you're not going to ever be able to manifest that. And again, a house divided against itself falls. So they're saying, I said, give it to me in a way that's really simple that everybody can understand. And they said, don't look at life like a spy movie. Don't look at life waiting for the other shoe to drop. Don't stop trying to get better. You know, stop focusing on what's wrong. And to know that we are all complete right now. There's nothing wrong, guys. There's nothing we have to fix. But we continue to look at what's wrong. We continue to expect not to get what we want. And all of this is literally poisoning our brain, our systems. And then we're putting out that charge. So we're part of the problem, not the solution. We're part of that charge that keeps being sent out into the ionosphere, and other brains resonate with that. And so how many of you right now are going, yeah, Dee, but how do I do it? Well, how do you do it is you decide, I'm going to expect to get everything I want. I'm going to expect it from the world. I'm going to know it's possible from the world because I'm going to hold myself in the charge and send out the charge that will create it coming back to me. Okay, so I don't think it's the right question. It's not the right question to ask how we bypass the suffering of others. What the channel wants us to understand is that there are always going to be people that suffer because they have chosen that creation for themselves on this plane. They have chose to see the people, in my case, that are dishonoring them instead of going, no, I'm honored wherever I go, and holding on to that and allowing the energy to shift around that like it did up here in Montreal. So it's not that you need to bypass the suffering of others. You acknowledge it. You empathize with it. You pray about it. You redirect the energy about it. However you work to be consciously involved in it. But you don't become a part of it. You use your knowing of your completeness to walk the talk that you are creating, that you already have. There's a big difference now. You know, we all started going, okay, I'm going to direct my pituitary and pineal to open. No, my pituitary and pineal is open. My heart is open and merged with my entire whole brain. My Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. My chakras are all open, spinning in the right direction. It's already done. It's done. I'm whole. I'm complete. I'm one. So this week and during the show, I want us to focus on, you know, what we want and expect it to happen and know that we're really complete, that there's nothing within us we have to fix. And again, there's so much suffering, A, because people allow themselves to go into the suffering and then other people resonate with it. This last shooter in Munich, you know, was, and these were the headlines, consumed by all of the mass killings. So his energy became obsessed and focused on the mass killings, and I'm asking you to truly look and see where your focus is. Are you being able to hold it on peace and love? If you want to talk to the channel about anything, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. And we're going to start with Jeannie. She's been on hold for a long time. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. Everything is fine.
Okay, well, your hand's up. So did you just want to tell everybody that everything was fine?
Yes.
Yes,
and that
okay.
Everything, exactly what Dee just finished saying, is more than truth. It is easy to do. Just let it be.
That's true. That's very true. Most of us are thinking we're doing that by continuing to try to get better or continuing to look at what's wrong. So I think, you know, it's a difference. What the channel is saying is different than, okay, well, I'm just going to be, you know, put my head in the sand and say everything's great. Everything's great. Everything's great. If I say everything's great, then everything will be great. That's not what they're talking about.
Not at all.
They're talking about a whole complete mindset and energetic set about choosing the perspective that makes you feel the best. Now, a lot of us love to feel bad, and that's why we keep focused on fixing ourselves. So you really have to do some tough love with yourself about looking at all this stuff. All right, Jeannie. Well, thanks. It's always great to hear from you, sweetheart.
Thank you. And I did send, I have to tell everyone, I sent Dee an email this morning, which, of course, she's not had time to open, that someone sent to me about a mother duck going up to a police car and constantly tapping on the door with her beak until the officer got out to say, look at her, and she started to lead him to where one of her ducklings was caught in some rope.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, and he was afraid to touch the duckling because he didn't want the mother to attack, so he called a friend of his who was right in the neighborhood, came over, a woman, and undid the duckling. The mother turned, said thank you, and took all the babies back into the water.
Now, you see, they know.
Of course.
I expect if I tap on this car, somebody's going to get out and help me.
Right.
What a beautiful story, Jeannie. No, I haven't had time to do the emails yet, but thank you for that.
It's for everybody, because this is the unconditional love that they have and that we are being taught.
Exactly. And it's so simple, but it's, you know, my duckling's caught. I need help. Somebody's going to help me. I'm going to go.
Right.
You know, but sometimes this amazing brain of ours, maybe we're on this plane to learn to work with our brain and train it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we want to really train it to expect,
to like a mother acknowledge duck. The miracles that happen.
Well, but you can't acknowledge the miracles until you know and expect the miracles happen.
True.
And that's what the channel's underlining today, is what are you expecting? What are you expecting from your spouse? What are you expecting from your agent? What are you expecting from your business? Your expectations open up the possibilities. Now, we also don't want to expect with anxiety, because then we're trying to push and force. The mother duck didn't push and force anything. She just went over and tapped on a car.
Right.
I think that's amazing.
It is.
You know, that little brain has been taught, wow, there are people around me and people help.
Right on. I love you. Have a good day.
That?
We can.
Yeah. Let's accept that and accept the love. Thank you for that, Jeannie.
Pleasure.
Oh, blessing. My God. Oh, you too, baby. Sorry I cut you off there a little bit. What a beautiful story. All right. We are going to Jasmine in California. Hello, beautiful person.
Hello. I'm on class. Thank you.
Thanks.
I have been, speaking of anxiety, I've been waking up around 4:30 or 5 in the morning with like with a start. And
somebody's trying to get your attention, Jasmine. Two people that have crossed over. Do you still have both your mom and dad?
My mom and my aunt have both crossed over, and I think they're pretty active.
They're trying to get your attention, so let's see what they would like to communicate to you. But could you give me a song, please?
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. Well, in keeping with the theme of the show, pardon my French, but this is exactly the line I was given. Why the hell aren't you happy?
Oh, that is a good question.
Well, are you happy? Because my pendulum goes right to no when I ask that.
Not when I wake up in the morning. And then I get happy in the day, so it's kind of odd like that.
Well, okay, so let's find out why you're not happy, because that's literally why they're waking you up, to get you to focus on this so you can let it go.
Interesting.
So,
all right.
When you go to sleep at night, what are your last thoughts? What are you thinking about?
I just do a lot of deep breathing and relaxing my body, and I try not to think.
Because
thinking will keep me awake.
Okay. So, this is very interesting. I guess I'm talking to them now. All right.
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, would you just let yourself think? Just let yourself think and get, you know, and process and go, okay, well, about that, I'm this way, and about that, I'm this way. And and really consciously choose what you want, because the reason you're trying not to think is because you don't want to think about the things you're trying not to think about. So what would those be, Jasmine? There's one thing in particular. Is it money? Are you worried about money?
It's deeper. It's more a career, like new path, new career.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's money through happiness. Money through what I want to do.
Yes. Okay. So your mom and dad are literally saying, honey, if you would just feel happy about what you want to do, you know, they're going to help take care of the rest. And the universe will help take care of the rest. But you shoving it down and not dealing with it, you see, is not expecting your good to happen.
Right. I heard that before you picked me up about expecting things. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. So they would like you to take that time while you're going to sleep to feel into and imagine in this beautiful imaginary world of yours, you know, you in the situation you want to be in, and playing that out with yourself, and playing pretend, and wow, doesn't that feel good, and seeing the money fall from the heavens around exactly what you want to do. You see, you don't expect it to happen, Jasmine. And they want you to expect it to happen, because then they can help make it happen.
Got it.
Okay. I would love for you to email me and let me know if your sleeping gets better now.
Yes, I will. And on a kind of different note, I've been trying to sign up for your emails, for your email blast, and I've signed up many times and confirmed my email address, and I don't get your email still.
Well, that's not good.
I think I've tried like four times now to sign up.
If anything like that happens, you've got to let me know, because that means there's a glitch in the system somehow. Can you please email Joanie, Joanie, at imdwallace.com, and let her know that, please?
Great. I'll put my...
We will get that taken care of for you right away, and I will have my webmaster check into that. Thanks for the heads up on that.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll email you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's stop there a minute, because one of the things I want is expansion. So what Jasmine just brought up is certainly a technical thing that would keep me from expansion. So now, do I spend a lot of time going, well, why don't I have to expand? Why aren't I expanding? No, I expect to have great expansion, which there's always continually small expansion. I want large expansion of this work getting out there. I just read so much from so many different other people and the information I know is not the highest information. We need to get this information out. I need to get this information out. So my job then, according to the information today and to what I just channeled for Jasmine, is to just feel into, wow, isn't it great when 1 million people are downloading this show and hearing this information and getting this guidance? What does that feel like? And the first thing that comes up to me is, oh my God, would I be able to handle that? You see how we work against ourselves in expecting. So then, you know, it's not my job. Not my job to figure out how to handle it. I've handled every single obstacle in my life. So I know whatever it is, I'll be able to handle it, and I'll handle it joyfully, because that's what I want, is joyful expansion, easy expansion, right? And so handling it is a part of what I'm asking for. Interesting. Okay. We're going to Anna in New York. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty fab.
Great. So I'm not sure what the question is, but what I'm experiencing is strange things like the mortgage is not being properly credited and amounts that are unreasonable are being sent in the invoice.
Okay, so Anna, you and I have done a lot of work together, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this work was around money, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah. And a lot of that work around money was Anna not valuing herself and putting other people in front of her. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is a part of that.
Okay.
It's a part of that that you get to let go of. And we're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. Hang on, please. Stephen, I have a thing come up that says you're not connected. Can you please take care of that while I'm looking at this? Okay. Sure sounds like I'm connected. All right, this page here, 1, 2. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
Hmm.
Okay, so what is money? Money is energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, if you continually feel that you don't have enough money, the world is going to match that for you. It's the match game. The world is going to go, okay, we're going to show you you don't have enough money by silly little things like you don't have enough money to pay this mortgage that's not even being accurately charged to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's go back to the theme of the show, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect to have, I'm supposed to use that word, do you expect to have more than enough money to handle all your bills?
Yes.
Well, my pendulum says no.
Hmm.
Now, you want to, and you know you should.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what the core thing is that's keeping you, even though the channel says you don't have to know. All you know is that you need to shift your energy back into, all right, I'm going to feel and imagine and expect to have more than enough money.
Mm-hmm.
I already have more than enough money. You don't want to put it in the future. We know that. I have enough money right now. And what does that feel like? We're going to core beliefs again. This page here. Here. Okay, well, it goes right back to what a lot of our work, I believe I can't be free.
Hmm.
See, and you keep yourself from being free by allowing everybody to create you being financially responsible for them, or they don't take care of their financial responsibilities to you, and now you can't take care of your financial responsibilities to somebody else. All those things play out into I can't be free, and I can't be free can come first, or you actually set up not being able to be free by taking care of everybody, by building up a debt that you can't take care of, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how it's kind of a vicious circle and cycle that you create for yourself? So when I say all the people in your life are financially being responsible to you as they should be, goes right to no. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you have to start expecting what you want, knowing that it's possible. But when I say you want to be free, you want everybody to take care of themselves and everything, I get a no. So why do you need people to depend on you?
I don't.
Well, that's a true statement. You don't. So what's the highest question? Sheet, book, give me a song.
Up, Up, and Away.
Okay, well, that's about being free again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about Anna's belief that she can't be free. That's the bigger thing. And all the people owing you money, you owing other people money, all of that falls under the I can't be free. So what you want to focus on is I'm free. And what does that feel like? If you were totally free and everything was taken care of and everything was working right and everything was in flow, that's what you want to spend your time feeling into.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And saying that it's already done. Now, does that sound too nebulous for you?
No, it feels good.
Okay. So, have you been in conversation with these people at the bank?
I have, and I requested a printout of what they credited and what they didn't credit because I showed them that all the payments were made and the timing was properly made, and they did not even print it up as being paid on the dates that the mortgage was paid.
Okay, so there's a glitch in the system somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like my email, not being able to sign up for the email. Did you go in, or did you do this over the internet?
I did it over the phone, and
go in.
Yeah.
Guys, go in and personally handle it. We become literally a society that puts machines in between us and the problem that needs to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Go in.
Okay.
Take your stuff, make an appointment, go in, and get it fixed before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to lose stuff and get confused in the myriad of paperwork that we all have coming over the internet. Do you understand?
I do. The bank branch is not directly linked or affiliated with the mortgage of the bank. So when I go into the branch, they're like, no, that's a different entity.
Well, then find out where that entity is.
Illinois.
Oh, come on. You're telling me there's not a person you can talk to.
Well, I can. I did it before, but all they did was get on the phone with the Illinois office.
Well, then sit there while they get on with the Illinois office until it gets rectified.
Yep. I can do that. No problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to help. And I want you to let me know if it does, please.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you,
darling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We are free. You see, that's so... applies to all of us and what we're talking about today. We are free. I can't get her off this line. Hold on a minute. Good grief. All right. Well, Kirk, I'm going to try and bring you on, even though it's still... Stephen, if you're listening, I need help, dude, because I don't know what's going on here. Still got internet connection.
Here we go.
Anna, are you there, Kirk?
I'm here.
Okay, well, it's not showing. My computer screen is just doing funky stuff. But anyway, hi, darling. What can I help you with?
Hey, gorgeous. Well, two things are running real heavy through my head. As you were speaking with Anna, something that popped up was, am I experiencing something I mapped as a child of how my parents were dealing with money when they were my age?
Absolutely. We all are.
Yeah.
That sets up your expectations. And your expectations are subconsciously what you dwell on and focus on. And that becomes the devil fighting the angel within us.
Yeah, I came back from... Yes. I spent the last couple of weeks in mode of acknowledging and being sensitive to releasing the old story. Releasing my old story, any inherited story, and experiencing the day with a new story, and it's been very freeing and empowering.
Yeah, and they're saying you don't even have to worry about the old story, Kirk.
Okay.
That's part of, you know, the last four shows have been on Make It Simple. Focus on what you want. Think about what you want. Don't try so hard. Know it's already done. Know that you're complete. You know, but if we don't know we're complete, then we keep expecting the old stuff by having to fix the old stuff. When, you know, if we would just go, okay, I'm not happy here. I'm not feeling honored. I'm talking about myself in this case. Well, I know that that's not true. I know I am honored. So this has got to be a perspective of mine that's fighting me against what I want, which is to feel happy and honored everywhere I am.
Right? I just came back from the biggest painting event of the year, and I felt honored. I felt connected. I felt part of the family there.
Yeah.
And I did have something come up, though, instead of seeing it as something against me, I calmly pursued getting it addressed for next time. A lot of the artists, about 50% of the artists, their artwork was, mine included, displayed in diminished light so that our efforts were not seen properly, which affected sales and judging. And some people gave up on that, figuring they were all, you know, oh, it's over for us. And I felt like I had to consider moving forward in that I couldn't adjust what happened yesterday, but I could focus on the future. And something very interesting. Oh,
go ahead. Focusing on the present is where we want to stay. But go ahead. Okay. What happened?
An interesting thing happened as I was calling in because I connected the device I'm talking to the computer to charge. And this is, I think, a kind of an interesting metaphor. And it was really hitting me in the back of the head to share it. Or through the soul. And that is the Windows 10 update for those of us on PC, the opportunity to upgrade to this new system. which represents, I believe, for a lot of us, a change from our comfort zone.
Yeah.
In other words, moving forward. And I paid to have a computer built with the older system so that I was in my comfort zone while moving forward. And now it's a countdown that comes up on all of our computers, and there's 5 days left in order to choose to move forward for free before we have to pay for the move forward. And I thought that was an apt metaphor that the channel may.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we live that every moment of our lives. So do you want to move forward? If you're not happy, do you want to go, well, screw it, I'm just going to be happy. But the old story is we have to have a reason to be happy. We have to earn our way to be happy. Instead of just being happy, which then creates all the things and the people and the reasons that we need to be happy. So
I also felt like it tied in with your experience of, wow, now I'm getting a standing ovation. This represents something other than what may be our subconscious expectation. In other words, I want to move forward. And the late and beautiful Wayne Dyer had a great description of that early in one of his books about the hot tubs with a temperature you're comfortable with versus one that was a little cooler or a little warmer. If we're unwilling to move from our comfort zone, and our comfort zone does not contain our dreams fulfilled, might it actually be one of the most positive things we embrace is moving into, in this case, the next rendition?
Well, guys, it's human nature, and you're going to do it to want the next thing. Do you understand that? That's built into us. That is a given, that once you reach a level, even if you want to reach continually that same level of happiness and success, you're still reaching for the next thing. That's they're saying it's not built in, but that's an expectation. Oh, that's an expectation that we have. So, okay, well, then that is a whole different perspective. If that's an expectation that we have to always reach for the next thing, then that by definition means we're not going to be fully happy and satisfied being right where we are.
Bingo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
In order to move forward or to move to where we want to be, we have to acknowledge, accept, and embrace where we are.
And feel happy. And feel happy. Or, let's see, where are my notes? There was another word. To get our brains to... If you feel like you can't feel happy, feel better. But again, you know, I go back and forth in my dressing room of, okay, well, I'm not feeling honored, and I have the proof that I'm not feeling honored. And the channel goes, no, you have the proof of that because you're looking at it through your perspective. The truth is, you know, there's just a working relationship going on. So if you can choose to expect everybody to honor you and start seeing your world through that perspective, then you don't see the perspective that's making you unhappy, and you then choose to remain in happiness. But the present moment... The only expectation we need to have is feeling good. I expect to feel good. And the next thing I go on to, I expect to feel good. And the next thing I go on to, I expect to feel good. If we can hold ourselves there, okay, so, you know, back to Anna. All right, so I have this BS thing with my mortgage that I have to deal with. I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to feel good about going in and talking to these people and handling this, because I'm just going to feel good, and I'm going to feel good because I know all of this is going to get rectified ultimately. So I don't know why they're hammering on me to ask you this. In the moment of the art show, did you take any steps to create more light?
Yes.
Okay, and did you, we're not talking about the physical light over the painting.
Yeah.
So, in other words, the lack of physical light that wasn't displayed correctly affected your light, and many people that were there affected their light, so that they went out of feeling good and going, now we have a reason why our sales are going to be affected, instead of holding their light and not letting the lack of the physical light affect their light. Good grief. Did you all follow that, I hope? Did you follow that, Kurt?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, like me on the set and you at the art show, can we find a way, because we want to choose to find a way to feel better and hold the light within us and around whatever it is we're dealing with, so we get what we want. And we have to know that in doing that, we can get what we want. We have to expect, I'm testing every word, to be happy and feel better and get what we want.
Yes,
we have to absolutely know that's a possibility, and we're the possibility that creates it. Okay?
Yeah, and if the waiter is not bringing to the table what you want, specify, be specific, take a moment to address, what is it that I want? Because if they're going to bring it, we need to specify it. If it's,
well, yeah,
if it's
and,
not,
if he's not bringing it to the table, go get him. Jesus, don't sit there and piss and moan for a half an hour about the jerk who's not coming back to the table to take your order. Just get up and go get him. Because that's going to make you happy to get your order in. What do I have to do to be happy? What do I have to do? This has been a great conversation, Kurt. Thanks.
You're welcome. And I just want to send a big thank you and love. I know that I didn't ask for it specifically, but a good friend and an artist and a metaphysicist of mine let me know rather late that he was going in for brain surgery on Tuesday, and it went well. It's not cancerous. It's out. And last night he texted me what was a lead-in line from a Monty Python joke, and I replied. he asked me what is the wind speed of a laden sparrow, and I simply replied African or European, and he wrote back, "You restored my faith in humanity." So that's a pretty good sign. At 2 days after brain surgery, God bless everybody. Love you.
God bless him, and another example that anything is possible. Stephen, I hope you're listening. I cannot get Anna off. I cannot get Kirk off. And I would like to continue with this show if you can help me. So, Kirk, just be quiet so I can move on and we can get somebody else on here. Okay, darling? I have no way on the switchboard to get you off right now. This will be interesting. Can I get you on, Phyllis? Okay, Stephen, needs you. Really needs you, dude. Phyllis, Kirk, are you still on? Boy, guys, I just really don't know. I'm going to have to X you out, call back, or see, everything just keeps
Phyllis circling. Should be live if she say something.
Phyllis, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Stephen really needs to get on the switchboard and figure out what's going on. All right, Phyllis, talk loudly.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Stephen.
Okay, I'm switching people.
Okay, thanks. Phyllis, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Every time I click on somebody, the switchboard just goes crazy and I lose that box. But anyway, let's continue, Phyllis, because we just have a few minutes. Hi, sweetheart.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. You can hear me. Of course, everything in the show is resonating with me. And, I kind of manifested.
Okay, now I lost you. Kind of
can
manifested.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can
Now. Yeah, just put it on speakerphone. Maybe that'll work better. I manifested.
You kind of manifested what?
A new work environment for 2 months. And a friend of mine even pointed that out to me. Wow, you know. But the thing is, I'm going back. I think I'm supposed to go back to my old one for my last 2 months of this job. I just had some anxiety about it, but everything that everybody's talking about in the show is kind of helping me shift my perspective a little bit. But I did take some action and ask somebody if I could work somewhere else. So,
well, the anxiety is about expansion.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Expansion and the unknown.
So
why would you be anxious about expansion and the unknown? You've spent your entire life playing in that arena. Have any ideas?
Well, I'm seeing going back to this original work environment as being not expansive.
Yeah, and not expanding doesn't make Phyllis happy.
No, so I did ask somebody on Friday, can I be somewhere else?
Yeah.
So I did take the steps and ask, so I don't know what's going to happen, but.
Well, and the channel also wants to know, have you asked yourself how you can expand in the situation where you are while you're waiting for this new situation?
Oh, yeah, I just have a week to go. Yeah, I think really just taking care of myself.
That's a big yes. But I want to go back to the anxiety. Hold on, give me a movie, baby.
I just had the words One Life to Live come up. That's a TV show, isn't it? One Life to Live? Isn't that a soap opera?
Yeah, but they'll take it.
Okay.
I really get that with you, because they want us all to know you don't have one life to live. It's not like, oh, my God, if I don't do it now, I'm a failure. If I don't do it now, I'll never have the chance again. You can come back anytime you bloody want to and create it any way you want to. And knowing that should allow us to enjoy the moments more. Right? But there's a lot of anxiety of, oh, my God, I'm running out of time and I got to do it now. And this is the only lifetime. And if I don't, you know, I'm working with one of my brothers on that very thing. You know, he thinks he's failed some ways in his business. And I said to him, because I go right into the channel, I said to him, doing your best never means you fail. He's done his best. He's done everything he could to save this part of his business. It's just not in the cards. And they gave me the Kenny Loggins thing, you know, Kenny Rogers, got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You got to know when to move on. So there's an anxiety between you staying here and moving on. And that anxiety is that there's the unknown. So does that ring a bell, Phyllis?
Yes, I think so.
What's the unknown thing that you're afraid of, honey?
Unknown thing, huh? Well, you know, I had thought about ending, because this job is just temporary and I can end it any time. And I thought about ending it, you know, in June, but I was like, no, I'll stick it out until the end of September for the money. And then, yeah, the unknown is, you know, if it, when it doesn't end in September, it's okay. You know, I've got to manifest.
No, what they're saying is you don't really want to stay that long. And the anxiety is, if I don't stay that long, what the heck am I going to do about money?
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
Okay, so you can't integrate yourself into a decision. Phyllis keeps fighting Phyllis because instead of knowing, gosh, you know, I always land somewhere. I always create something. I always have enough money. Let me follow what I really want to do. I'll create it. I'll create what I want, you see. But you're in doubt, wrapping up the show. You're in doubt, just like what we started with today. You're in doubt that you can have what you want, which is, I want to leave, and the money will be there.
Okay.
Is that resonating? Don't just say okay.
Yeah.
Is that resonating?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay. Okay. So now that you have that in your consciousness, now there will be, as long as you stay in your knowing and know that you're complete and can do this and expect it, there will be opportunities and answers come forward to you so that you can create everything you want, Phyllis. What you want is to leave and have enough money while you're creating this other thing, right?
Right.
Okay, but it's a true statement. You haven't asked for that because you didn't believe it was possible.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to stay at this job until the end of September.
Exactly. And so you didn't really ask for what you wanted because you didn't even think it was possible, so you just didn't ask for it.
Well, what's funny, Dee, is I have something that came up, like, in the fall. But it's like, okay, so I have to wait till the fall because that thing's going to happen. But then,
well, no, you don't. Yeah. You can create something else in between while you're waiting, but you have to know you can. Sorry, I'm going to have to end it here. We're way over. I don't think I can get you off, Phyllis, so just hang on. Guys, I love you. Another fabulous show. Till we meet again, love yourselves more and more and more and more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.